live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We're talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin, and we are now staring at what is June 30th, 2020. Can you believe that tomorrow will be the start of a new month, and we will officially, like cross that halfway mark of this year? Of 2020. Pretty crazy stuff. I really hope you guys are doing well and staying safe. And oh boy, I don't know what we're talking about on today's Current Sports. What should we talk about? Maybe Michigan State football, maybe with some recruiting news. I don't know, Michigan State women's basketball players, the freshmen at least, the incoming freshmen, they returned to campus over the weekend. Hold on. Actually, I mean, let's be real here. Yeah, you guys know what we're going to be talking about most of the hour. Imani Bates. Oh, wow. I didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming. Most people out there, most Spartan fans out there, didn't even know that this young man, who is like the second coming of Jesus Shuttlesworth, if you don't know who Jesus Shuttlesworth is, shame on you. Shame on you. We're basically still in quarantine, so be sure to watch He Got Game, made by the great Spike Lee, starring Denzel Washington and former NBA star Ray Allen. Check it out. There's so many similarities between Imani Bates and Jesus Shuttlesworth, especially the high school. Lincoln High School, that's where Imani Bates balls out at. But I didn't even know that Imani Bates was making some kind of verbal commit on national TV yesterday until I was sitting back after I had done the show. And, you know, I'm sitting there monitoring the show as it's airing because this news broke like on the tail end of 1 p.m. yesterday. And you guys know, with, you know, everything that's going on with the pandemic, I'm doing my show from home now every day. So I record it in the morning and boom, at 1 p.m. you guys hear it. So I'm sitting there listening to it and I'm prepping some notes, doing some other acting things, acting homework while I'm monitoring the show and listening to it. And then I look at my phone buzzes, and I look at my phone, and it's an alert from ESPN. Well, no, actually, from the Bleacher Report, who picked it up. ESPN actually broke it because they had a live stream of Imani Bates in his home with his family and high school coach as he made the announcement on SportsCenter that he would be taking his basketball talents after he is done playing high school basketball to Michigan State University. Completely stunned. I didn't know the announcement was coming, let alone that he would announce that he would be taking his basketball talents to Michigan State University to play under the leadership of Tom Izzo. I have so many thoughts on this, so many thoughts, because when it broke, you know, I had to scramble, and I got a story up on our website. I tweeted out some things on my Twitter account, and also put together some things for All Things Considered yesterday, which I'm sure many of you heard. But, you know, for those who didn't see my tweets, I am going to further elaborate on my opinion of Imani Bates coming to Michigan State and what even the gesture of him saying that I will be going to Michigan State University to play college ball, even that gesture, even if he does not end up playing for Tom Izzo's Spartans, I'll explain what this does for the future of Spartans basketball, what this does for the resume of Tom Izzo. All right, so I am going to get to that, and that's really going to be the foundational topic of today's Current Sports. You know, and on the back end of the show, I do plan on talking about, as the coronavirus numbers go back up, as we are not out of the woods yet by any means necessary, I want to talk about the NBA restart and some news concerning a certain big man in the NBA as he has been found to have the virus, and whether or not the NBA can legitimately pull off, you know, some kind of restart, successful restart, right? So I'm going to get to that and so much more. You guys know that there are so many ways in which you can weigh in here on WKAR's Current Sports. I've been letting you guys know that you can weigh in by going to our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKAR News and commenting there. You can also tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR, tweet the show at WKAR News. But also you can leave a voicemail as well. And, you know, and I'll roll your voice message right here on WKAR's Current Sports. Just pick up the phone and dial 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527. Also, you can text us at that very same number. So leave us a voice message, text us at that same number, and boom, let your voice be heard, all right? So a lot to get to. Again, the foundational topic is Imani Bates. For more on that story and so many other headlines, here are your Current Sports quick hit headliners for this Tuesday. All right, let's start here. As many of you know by now, as I've been stating since we hopped on the air, the nation's number one high school basketball prospect for the class of 2022, Imani Bates of Ypsilanti Lincoln High School, has committed to play for Michigan State. Bates announced his decision on ESPN yesterday afternoon. Bates thanked Spartans head coach Tom Izzo, noting that Izzo and the program have been recruiting him since he was in seventh grade. Now, Bates just completed his sophomore year, earning the Gatorade National Player of the Year Award, becoming the first sophomore ever to do so, actually. And this is what Bates said on ESPN SportsCenter, quote, "I'm not sure what the future may hold, but as I do know of right now, I will be committing to Michigan State University. I want to say thank you to Coach Iz, that being Tom Izzo, and Coach OG, that being Assistant Coach Mike Garland, for staying with me since I was a youngin' and just being there through the process and all of the Michigan State University staff." Now, speculation about whether Bates will ever play college basketball or bypass the NCAA to go straight to the NBA, assuming that the one-and-done rule is no longer in effect by the time he graduates, that has followed him throughout his entire high school career. Now, the fear of Bates making the leap from high school straight to the NBA is a big reason why many colleges didn't even bother recruiting him. But Michigan State, they stayed on him, held pat, and this may pay off for Tom Izzo and his program. I'll explain later on, but it's also unclear whether or not Bates plans on reclassifying to the 2021 class, which would make him eligible to enter college a year ahead of schedule. So that is our foundational topic here on today's Current Sports. Imani Bates committing to Michigan State University and Tom Izzo. Further thoughts coming in just a moment. Lansing School District Superintendent Sam Sinicropi announced yesterday that Jaleel Canty will be the new head football coach at Lansing Everett High School for the 2020 season. Now, Coach Canty replaces Mike Smith, who will continue his duties in 2020-2021, serving as Everett's athletic director. This is what Superintendent Sinicropi had to say concerning the hiring of Jaleel Canty. Quote, Coach Canty did a good job last season stepping in for Mike Smith when Coach Smith was sidelined with some health concerns. Jaleel has been a highly regarded young assistant coach at Everett under Coach Smith, and he took the Everett Viking football program to a winning 5-4 season last year. So, Jaleel Canty is a graduate of Everett High School and was a three-sport athlete and all-state high school football player before going on to play at Eastern Michigan University and later Ferris State University on a scholarship. I remember Jaleel Canty was a pretty good player here in the mid-Michigan area, folks. Coach Canty earned an undergraduate degree from Ferris State and now works at Everett High School as a building substitute teacher. Mike Smith will continue to serve as AD, as I mentioned, and retires from his head football coaching duties after 43 years of high school and college football coaching. How remarkable is that? So, congratulations to the young Jaleel Canty and good luck to him at Lansing Everett High School. All right, the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic has caused college athletic programs to really take a microscope to their finances, and several high-profile programs have cut salaries, imposing furloughs, or even both. Now, the University of Michigan is the latest program and school to make financial adjustments based on a deficit projection. As I mentioned to you on yesterday's Current Sports, the University of Michigan athletic program is really suffering right now and is in a hole and will be staring at a deficit for the upcoming year. So the Wolverines making that announcement on Monday that football coach Jim Harbaugh and basketball coach Juwan Howard, among other head coaches employed by the athletic program, will each take 10% pay cuts from August 1st through the end of the fiscal year. So as a result, Harbaugh, who is currently the third highest paid coach in the country at $7.5 million, he will make $6.75 million, while Howard's salary will be reduced from $2 million to $1.8 million. Now, Michigan anticipates a shortfall of $26.1 million during the fiscal year of 2021. The coronavirus pandemic is expected to cut revenue from $187.4 million to $135.8 million, which is the genesis for cost-cutting measures that are expected to reduce payroll by $6 million. Now, team and game expenses are expected to be reduced by $6.5 million. So, as I stated on yesterday's Current Sports, I mean, if we're looking at the University of Michigan's athletic program taking this kind of a cut, very lucrative school. This school brings in a lot of money on any given year when it comes to athletics. Can you just imagine what other high-profile programs are undergoing as well? And now you can also look at it from this perspective, the fact that U of M is so profitable in the realm of athletics that when you add a pandemic, it's naturally going to cause some kind of cut, because on a normal year, they're used to fans coming out and ticket sales happening and so on and so forth. But still, other high-profile programs are undergoing this pandemic. It is affecting everybody, all right? Okay, on a much more positive note, I want to give a big salute to the Stafford family. Yes, as they grew over the weekend, Kelly Stafford and her husband, of course, Detroit Lions quarterback Matthew Stafford, welcomed their fourth child on Friday. Kelly made that announcement on Instagram on Sunday. Kelly posted on Instagram that day with a timestamp of June 26, 2020 on the image. Quote, "Our family became complete. The family of six has three daughters, three-year-old twins, Chandler and Sawyer, and one-year-old Hunter." The Staffords did not announce in the post whether their newest addition is a boy or girl. Matthew Stafford, who is 32 years old, has been the subject of trade rumors recently, which both Lions GM Bob Quinn and head coach Matt Patricia have completely denied. The quarterback would be starting his 12th season with the franchise in the fall, holding the majority of the team's passing records. In the 2019 season, he threw for 2,499 yards and 19 touchdowns, but missed 8 games due to back injury. So we'll see what happens this upcoming year for Matthew Stafford behind center. But a big congratulations to him and his lovely wife, Kelly, on that new addition to the Stafford family. All right, the NBA and National Basketball Players Association are planning to paint Black Lives Matter on the court, inside both sidelines, in all three arenas that the league will use at the Walt Disney World Resort when it resumes the 2019-2020 season late next month in Orlando, Florida. So the WNBA also is discussing painting Black Lives Matter on the court when it begins its abbreviated 2020 season at the IMG Academy out in Bradenton, Florida. Now, sources also said some WNBA players have suggested in talks with league higher-ups that players wear warm-up shirts with Say Her Name on them, in an attempt to keep attention on female victims of police brutality. That includes, of course, Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed by police in March in her home in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, players have insisted that the fight for racial equality and social justice be a central part of the NBA's return to play and the WNBA's new season, as several NBA players considered skipping the NBA's resumption to focus on social justice issues. Several WNBA players, including Renee Montgomery of the Atlanta Dream and Natasha Cloud of the Washington Mystics, are sitting out the upcoming WNBA season to focus on social justice. So some players are doing that. Again, you're seeing two right there who are doing it in the WNBA. And, of course, the other big concern when it comes to players not playing when the NBA does resume its basketball season, the coronavirus pandemic. As it has been announced that Brooklyn Nets center DeAndre Jordan has tested positive for the coronavirus and has opted out of next month's Orlando, Florida restart with his team. He made that announcement yesterday. So this is what he put out on Twitter. Quote, "Found out last night and confirmed again today that I have tested positive for COVID while being back in market. As a result of this, I will not be in Orlando for the resumption of the season," end quote. Now, Jordan's agent with Excel Sports informed management of the decision on Monday. Jordan and guard Spencer Dinwiddie both tested positive for COVID-19, though Dinwiddie has yet to officially rule himself out. He told that to The Athletic on Monday. forward Wilson Chandler told ESPN on Sunday that he opted out of the season's restart, citing family concerns. So it's going to be a really weird NBA restart. Again, a lot of players out there are saying, look, the pandemic is still out there. I don't want to risk anything. I don't want to be in this bubble out in Florida. I'm just not going to play. And then you have other players who are sitting out for the reason of we should be focusing on keeping the attention on social injustice and reform in our nation in light of everything that's gone down with the George Floyd protest of inequality. So, you know, and Kyrie Irving and Dwight Howard and others have been leading that charge, and I have been leaning on the side of them, actually. You know, the NBA season starting back up, I have not really been in favor of it because we are in the midst of a pandemic, and I do believe, yeah, if the NBA did restart, it would be taking some attention off of social injustice. So I have further thoughts on that later on this hour. Stay tuned. Also want to note that Arizona paused its plan to bring athletes back to campus on Monday, citing a surge in COVID-19 cases in Pima County and the coronavirus pandemic's impact on the local healthcare system. It is getting really bad in places like Arizona, places like Florida, California, in 29 states, really. So on June 15th, Arizona announced that it would start bringing athletes back for voluntary workouts in groups of approximately 20, with new groups arriving each week. Arizona said yesterday that it received only one positive COVID-19 result after testing 83 athletes the past few weeks. Arizona is awaiting clarification on whether it can continue workouts with athletes already on campus after Governor Doug Ducey on Monday ordered all gyms in the state to close for 30 days as a result of the COVID-19 spike. Now, Arizona reported 3,858 positive cases on Sunday. That's a lot, marking its highest single-day total and the seventh report of more than 3,000 cases in the previous 10 days. Pima County has now more than 7,500 confirmed cases. It's really getting crazy right now, folks. All right, let's end our headliners on a positive note, though. A big shout-out goes to Dame Dalla, Damian Lillard, Portland Trail Blazers guard and superstar, as he will be one of three NBA players featured on the cover of NBA 2K21, the very popular basketball video game. 2K announced today that Lillard will serve as the cover star for the current gen systems. He follows Lakers star Anthony Davis, who was featured on last year's cover. Lillard wrote on Stadium Sham Sharina, quote, "I made it to be able to join the line of players that's been on the cover of 2K. It's an honor." Fans got a look at Lillard's cover when 2K released a video on Twitter teasing, quote, "Everything is Dame." I love that. Congratulations to Damian Lillard, one of my favorite players out there, one of the hardest working players in the association today. All right, that will do it for our current sports quick hit headliners. When we come back, of course, we'll be diving into the topic that everybody is talking about here in East Lansing, Michigan, Imani Bates and his commitment to Tom Izzo and the Michigan State men's basketball team. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, folks, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. Let's get right to it. Yesterday was a very shocking day I didn't see it coming. Heck, I didn't even know that the announcement was being made. Had no clue. As I told you at the top of the hour, I was sitting here on my couch doing some work, monitoring yesterday's show. And right around like 145, 150-ish, live on ESPN SportsCenter, Imani Bates made his collegiate decision to play for Tom Izzo's Michigan State Spartans. Pretty shocking, right? Pretty shocking. It's shocking for a variety of different reasons. Shocking, one, from the standpoint of Imani Bates even making some college decision, because with how everything is set up right now, you know, and everything I've been reading and hearing out there in NBA land, it seemed as though, you know, Imani Bates was a shoe-in to, after, you know, he is done with his high school basketball career, he's going to go straight to the league. And that's a big reason why, you know, that's why I reiterate, like I said at the top of the hour, that's why so many big-time colleges out there didn't even bother to make some kind of full-court press to try and woo this one-of-a-kind player. I mean, many people believe that Imani Bates, if you don't know much about Imani Bates and you've been living under a rock and maybe you're not a big basketball fan, Imani Bates, who is from Michigan, from this great state, Imani Bates, who is the name in high school basketball here in the state of Michigan, balling out for Ypsilanti Prep, Lincoln High School. I mean, he is like the guy in high school basketball right now. As I mentioned, he is the first high school basketball player to be named Gatorade National Player of the Year as a sophomore. I mean, the kid is like 6'9". You know, he's not really, you know, large. He's not really muscular. That'll come with time. I mean, because he's only a sophomore in high school. He's going to bulk up. And when he does, my goodness, we need to really, really watch out. But, you know, basketball now is so soft, you don't even have to be that big to make an impact. If you've got the game, you've got the game, all right? Simple as that. And you look at Imani Bates, many people will consider him to be the best high school basketball player since the King, LeBron James. And I think he's that good. You know, and yes, that does include the high school basketball phenom that was Mr. Zion Williamson. People believe he is the best high school basketball player since LeBron James. So, you know, you look at Imani Bates, and, you know, it was widely predicted that by the time Bates comes out in the year 2022, the NBA would be done with the rule that requires you at least play somewhere 1 year out of high school, whether that be in college or even in the G League or overseas somewhere. You got to have at least 1 year removed from the time you graduate high school, and then you can enter the NBA draft. You know, that NBA age rule, that requires a player to turn 19 in the calendar year of the draft and be a year removed from high school. Bates isn't scheduled to be eligible until the 2023 draft. He will turn 19 in January of 2023. So, you know, the NBA has dragged its feet on shedding that one-and-done rule. And, you know, ESPN reported earlier this year that the rule is unlikely to change by the 2022 draft. Excuse me. So that means what really what seemed like a no-brainer, what really seemed pretty obvious that Imani Bates was going to, you know, right after high school, make that leap to the NBA, it's kind of up in the air right now. Excuse me. Kind of up in the air. And there is a chance that he could play basketball right here in East Lansing, Michigan. Now, with that being said, the big question is, will it happen? Because immediately when I read that Imani Bates was committing to Michigan State, and after my initial shock and the adrenaline went down a bit, I tweeted out, Spartan fans, I caution you. The rule will most likely be in place that will allow Imani to jump immediately to the NBA after high school. I highly doubt that he wears the green and white. Don't get your hearts broken, I beg of you. I tweeted that out just minutes after the news broke that Imani Bates verbally committed to Michigan State. And even with that being said, even with me coming out and saying that the NBA has dragged his feet on the one-and-done rule, and, you know, Imani will be turning 19 in January of 2023, and he'll probably have to find somewhere to play between high school and college. I'm not getting my hopes up here, folks. And the reason why is very layered for me. I think that with college sports coming out and realizing that their hand is being forced now and that there has to be some change when it comes to how they treat their college athletes, allowing them to be able to profit off of their name, image, and likeness, is becoming pro player now. And the NBA has to look at things and say, we got to give these young athletes the power to do what they want to do, to do what's in their best interest. And we would rather have the hype that comes with an Imani Bates directly out of high school rather than a year in college. We would rather him be given the opportunity to profit immediately as a pro than have to wait a year. Because, you know, the NBA has talked about this for so long. And again, they've been dragging their feet on it for so, so long. And I think they're going to be looking at this and saying, now is the time. When you have, you really think the NBA is not going to want to capitalize off of the hype that is the most hype high school basketball player since LeBron James? Because we're talking a long time still. We still got at least a couple years. Unless, and again, this is the other thing too. And listening to Imani, like, you know, all doors are not closed at all. If anything, you know, he did seem to close the door on the G League. No, he did come out, and, you know, I'll read the quote from you. This is coming from Jeff Borzello. Jeff Borzello is a college basketball insider for ESPN. He did an interview with Imani Bates and his dad, and this is what Imani had to say on the G League. Quote, it's good for certain players. That's a lot of money. I don't really plan on. I don't think I'll do it. It's good for some people, but I don't think I'll head that route. He said that he would rather play college basketball than go to the G League. Also, on reclassification, as I mentioned in our headliners, you know, Imani Bates, he could reclassify And if he reclassifies, that will be to the 2021 class, which will make him eligible to enter college a year ahead of schedule. This is what he said. Quote, anything is possible right now. By the end of his junior year, he will be, oh, this is what his dad said, excuse me, Elgin Bates. Quote, anything is possible right now. By the end of his junior year, he will be in a position to graduate. We don't know yet. It's up to him. It's a day-to-day thing for him. And then Imani goes on to say, it really depends on how this year goes. If it's too easy, I might. And so far, it's been really easy for Imani Bates. I mean, he is completely dominating right now. And what I also love is that, you know, Elgin Bates, Imani Bates' father, he has a new Ypsilanti Prep Academy team, which is pretty awesome. I mean, Elgin Bates has established this new team that is going to be snagging some of the top basketball players out there. Ypsilanti Prep Academy. It's based in Ipsy, created by Bates' father, Elgin Bates. And just really awesome that he's going to be establishing this new Prep Academy, and it's going to be attracting a lot of big names. So shout out to Elgin Bates there. That's a game changer there. But so you listen to those quotes, and Imani did open the door for a lot of different possibilities. But again, he's still a sophomore, and the hype is still growing when it comes to Imani Bates. Believe it or not, there's a lot of people that still really don't know him. But, you know, Sports Illustrated, you know, we've had multiple discussions about that Sports Illustrated cover story that talked about, you know, Imani Bates being the second coming of, like, LeBron James and Michael Jordan. And, you know, if I remember correctly, that cover story of Imani Bates read something like, you know, I remember it said born for this on the right. And it said, you know, Magic, Michael, LeBron, and the 15-year-old, who's next in line, Imani Bates, with a picture of Imani Bates on the cover of Sports Illustrated. That's how big the hype is on this young man right now. Magic, Michael, LeBron, and the 15-year-old who's next in line. He's really, really good. Really, really good. But I just think when you have that kind of hype, why would you go to college? When you have that kind of hype, the NBA has to be looking at that, salivating, and saying to itself, we got to capitalize on this. They'll spearhead and fast forward the move on that rule and get him in the league as soon as possible. And then, you know, yeah, Imani is saying this right now, and he talked about loyalty. And I tweeted this out, Spartan fans who are staying hopeful out there, that Imani Bates will don in green and white. Again, I don't think that he will, but there were some that said, well, Al, I had Jason Ruff tweet me yesterday, Al, well, he talked about loyalty. He put an emphasis on loyalty. That's why he chose Michigan State. There's a loyalty there. You know, like Miles Bridges, there's a loyalty. He's gonna play for Michigan State. And this is what I tweeted back to Jason. You know, that loyalty quote, fine and dandy, and I love that. You know, loyalty is great. But what I evaluated with that quote was him saying that, all right, if I, Imani Bates, was to play, this is how I perceived it. If I, Imani Bates, was to play college ball, I would play for Michigan State. Imani is showing loyalty with the gesture. Whether or not it comes true, the gesture is showing loyalty to Tom Izzo, Mike Garland, and the Michigan State men's basketball program. The program that stuck in the fight, the program that recruited him as if he was going to play college ball all along, and he rewarded Tom Izzo and the program with that commit. But once those dollars start talking, again, the hype is still growing. There are still a lot of people out there that don't know about the phenom that is Imani Bates. That's despite the whole Sports Illustrated cover donning him as the next Magic Johnson or LeBron James or, dare I say it, Michael Jordan. We've heard that before, right? But the hype is still growing on this young man, and there is so much money left to be made. Once the hype gets even bigger, once those dollar bills start talking, it will change everything. Money changes everything. You know, I had somebody comment to me yesterday when I went on this rant on my social media page that Al, Imani Bates isn't starving for money. No, he's not. But Imani Bates ain't seen the kind of money that's going to come his way when he gets close to graduating high school. I mean, we're talking hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're talking millions of dollars. Sponsorships out there are salivating at the mouth of this young man. Shoe companies and restaurants and, I mean, come on. This hype is real. Once Elgin Bates and the rest of the Bates family look at that, they're going to be in the ear of Imani probably speaking a different tune. Imani, maybe it's a better decision if, and again, let's just say that the rule is still in place that will not allow Imani Bates to make that jump from high school to the association. And sure, the NCAA is going to allow you to profit off of your name, image, and likeness. How much of a game changer that will be, I don't know. Because I still believe that the NCAA is going to be monitoring certain aspects of that rule. I don't think it's going to become the wild, wild west, and there are still going to be some limitations, maybe on how much money you can make. I don't know. I just don't trust the NCAA still. I won't believe it until I see it. This is kind of like a I won't believe it until I see it segment here, because I won't believe it until I see it with the NCAA and the whole name, image, and likeness. I'm curious to see what kind of boundaries, if at all, they put in on that aspect of things. And then from the aspect of Tom Izzo not being able to land the big, big fish throughout his tenure as head coach of the Michigan State men's basketball team, it always makes me just say, when you talk about big fish like Imani Bates, and this is the biggest fish of all, I question just whether or not we will truly see them in a green and white jersey, especially Imani Bates. I'm always cautious with Tom Izzo when it comes to five-star recruits. For good reason, right? But if the rule is still in place that will make Imani have a year under his belt somewhere that will not allow him to make that leap, you know, for me, I could see the G League looking at things and saying, all right, hey, man, we'll throw you six figures to come and play for the G League, and you can have your sponsorship deals. You can make buku amounts of money in that 1 year out of college and then go straight to the league and become the number one overall draft pick. Can't you see that? How does the NCAA compete with that? I don't know. So I'm just saying what you hear now, you know, those quotes that I read from Jeff Borzello's interview with Elgin and Imani Bates, take them with a big, big truckload of salt. Because we still got a lot of time until Imani Bates says bye-bye to high school basketball. Take those quotes. Again, if you didn't hear them, Imani Bates saying, quote, on the G League, quote, it's a good thing for certain players. That's a lot of money. I don't really plan on. I don't think I'll do it. It's good for some people, but I don't think I'll head that route. He said he'd rather play college basketball than go to the G League. Take that with a truckload of salt. Take that with a truckload of salt, folks. I'm just not buying it right now. Now, let's hit our final break. And I'm going to tell you, though, why, regardless if Imani Bates plays for Michigan State hoops or not, why this is a big move still. We'll be right back. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. Just a few minutes left here in the hour. I just want to make this point. You know, I've been talking about Imani Bates, and I knew this topic was going to dominate the hour. It's our lone topic here on today's Current Sports. Headliners aside. But the reason why I believe this is still a big, big story for Tom Izzo and the Michigan State men's basketball program, regardless whether or not Imani Bates suits up and runs out that tunnel coming from the Breslin Center locker room to play for your beloved Spartans basketball team. Even if he doesn't suit up, doesn't play one play under Tom Izzo, this is big from the standpoint of publicity. We all know that. When you have who is the biggest high school basketball prospect since LeBron James committing to your program, you know what that does? Do you know what that does to the eyeballs of other big-time high school basketball names who don't want to go to the G League and are seriously considering collegiate hoops? That mere gesture, well, Imani Bates committed to Michigan State. Imani Bates put on that green and white Spartan logo cap. Imani Bates wanted to play for Tom Izzo. That mere gesture does so much to the psyche of other big-time five-star recruits that you get a payoff without Imani Bates coming to East Lansing at all. Does a lot, and Tom Izzo should be proud of that announcement. Again, regardless if Bates comes and plays for him or goes to the pros immediately. Well done, Tom Izzo. He stayed in the fight when other schools didn't, and now he is going to benefit and profit off of it, I think, for years to come. I want to know your thoughts. I'll roll in your comments, your texts, as we roll along here on this week's Current Sports. 517-355-WKAR, text us or leave us a voicemail at that number. Go to Facebook.com/WKAR News and leave us a comment there. And you can tweet us, tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Thanks so much for allowing us to be a part of your Tuesday afternoon. Be smart, be safe, and as always, be easy, people.